Well, before we start, happy anniversary to you and Gina from yesterday.
Well, thank you. We celebrated our 36th yesterday. It's been a crazy ride over the last few years.
I can imagine. All right, so now you mentioned that, kind of a candidates forum so people can hear the pros and cons of who needs to take Eric Cantor's spot, and I guess that could mean a couple of different elections.
That's correct. For instance, the two folks running for the majority leader spot are Kevin McCarthy and Robert Labrador from Idaho. And if Kevin wins the race, then the whip's seat is open, so we'll immediately go into elections to replace the whip, or to fill the open whip spot. We've got three candidates running for whip at this point in time: Peter Roskam, who is the current chief deputy whip, Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and Marlon Stutzman from Indiana are the three candidates for the whip seat.
All right, we will watch that. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. This morning, a little while ago, we were discussing how the Texas Medical Association is asking their members and other doctors to sign up to say that they are willing to see veterans in this time where the government seems to be assessing the VA situation. How is that assessment going, and where are we tracking with that?
Well, each of the House and Senate have passed their individual bills to deal with the first parts of reforming the VA healthcare system. And the two bills are different, as you would expect, from the two different bodies. And so what we'll do next is we'll go to conference, and you need to stay tuned for announcements on that. We're going to vote on a motion today to appoint conferees. We'll go to conference with the Senate, and the two bodies will work together and come up with one piece of legislation for each of the bodies to vote on, and then hopefully they'll pass and go to the president for signature, and we can start trying to put in our legislative fix. I think it's important that the TMA has done what they've done, because I think the solution to this is to allow veterans on a relatively unfettered basis to be able to use the private sector. Now, if we do that, we've got some things to fix. The VA is a huge bureaucracy, and it's not particularly responsive, so we're going to have to make sure that they pay on time and that they pay adequate amounts so that you don't have doctors not wanting to treat veterans. You want them to treat veterans just as they treat anybody else.
Now, I would think there's a sense of urgency here, so let's say that we get the conferees named by Thursday. When do you think this conference committee might be able to get things wrapped up? Just your best guess.
Well, the conferees are going to be named today, okay. And my hope, I mean, I'd say worst case, the end of July. My hope for case is that we've got it done by the, let's say, the last week of this month.
Okay. All right, a couple of other items that are in the news. I'd like to get your thoughts on the revelations that not one, but maybe six more employees of the IRS, somehow their emails were lost in the system.
Oh, this is the biggest cover-up since Watergate, and it shows the continuing disdain of this administration for following the law and for being open and transparent. We will find those emails. I mean, one of the things I thought about doing is reducing the IRS's budget until some bureaucrat coughs those emails up. They're there somewhere. And, I mean, all we need to do is stick the NSA over there in the IRS. We'll find them. But this is just a giant cover-up, and people need to go to jail for this.
You know,
this is unexcusable. This is inexcusable.
We kind of thought maybe as taxpayers, could we wait 7 months to answer a letter from the IRS? How would that work out for us?
Well, you know, that's the problem with all of the federal government is the federal government imposes rules on real-world America, and by golly, if you violate one of those rules, if you're late, there is heck to pay for it. On the other hand, a bureaucrat can just delay all they want to and violate all the deadlines set forth in the law, and there's no repercussions. As a matter of fact, at the end of the year, they may get a bonus for it. And it just shows the incompetence of the federal government and a big bureaucracy. And that's what folks back in District 17 sent me here to fix, and I'm frustrated as heck, but we're still trying to fix it, you know,
sure.
Hopefully a handful of bureaucrats at a time.
As one member of Congress, kind of like to get your thoughts on what level of response you think the United States needs to make in the Iraqi situation.
Well, at the bare minimum, I think we need to put some air power in there to provide the Iraqi troops some air support so that they can at least hold their positions and then begin to take back some of the areas that ISSI has begun to try to take. I'm not a big fan of putting troops on the ground at this point in time, but I do believe that we need to have some air support for these folks so that for two reasons. One is that, you know, air support always helps you in a ground engagement, and number two is I think the Iraqi troops need a little bit of, it will inspire confidence to know that we're there to help them out.
Sure.
From the air.
Got about a minute left. What happens between now and when we speak again next week?
Well, the most important things, I think, where all eyes are watching are the leadership elections, which will be wrapped up by 3 o'clock tomorrow. The VA bill is important. We're going to have a defense appropriations bill on the floor this week. And then we'll be working on the CFTC to try to fix some of the problems that Dodd-Frank has caused with that agency.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us just about every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. Sorry we had to delay today. I'd ask everybody to continue praying for our country, our military men and women. Pray for the Iraqis and also for our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.